Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. The child is mother to the mother, and the child is mother to the father. Well, folks, as some of you know, my mother had Alzheimer's, and as the only one of her three sons within a day's drive, I had the job of taking care of her for 10 years as she became more and more disabled. She died around last Thanksgiving at 98. Even though I'm a psychologist who knows something about Alzheimer's, and even though she was in a nursing home with 24-hour care for the last 3 years of her life, my child is mother to the mother role was the hardest thing I have ever had to do. And even though it's been over 6 months since she died, I am still working to get my own life settled down. There's still stuff from her move out of her house over 10 years ago in our garage and basement and attic. That favorite pair of lamps to pass along to Cousin X, please. The plant fertilizer for you, Richie, to sprinkle on the rose bushes I gave you. And the toys you boys played with that I thought your grandkids to be would love. You get the idea, folks. And I just did her last tax return. And believe it or not, I'm still waiting on her last pension check because I called to tell them before they sent that month's check that she had died. And they said, blah, 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 you don't want to know. Just believe me, I am still waiting. Bottom line, even though Mom is dead, the work goes on. Who would have thunk it? And when my son called to wish my wife, Pam, happy Mother's Day, and then asked how I was doing, I said, well, I'm getting closer to finishing my own mom's leftover stuff. And even though the last years were often very difficult, I miss her today and wish I could visit and give her a big happy Mother's Day kiss and hug. My son said to me, Bub, that's what he calls me, Bub, Bob, you should do something nice for yourself today for all the years you took care of Grandma. I had trouble taking in what he said, so I asked him to say it again. You should do something nice for yourself today for all the years you took care of Grandma. I was very touched. The child is mother to the father this time. So I did. Nothing big, just relaxed, took extra time talking with him and our other son and celebrating the day with my wife, a wonderful mom to our kids, what I enjoyed doing most. And it felt really good. So, yes, those of you folks out there in Radioland who do a lot of caring for others, you know who you are, do something nice for yourselves every day. I'm Dr. Rich, momming myself now, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.